producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Hi, Sharon.
Hi, Dr. Brown. First, I want to say how much I respect you, and I think you're an amazing woman.
Well, thank you.
I'm on the board of a large nonprofit organization, and I've been paying the bills for the last year or so. And one of my friends who's also on the board does a lot of things for this organization, but I notice when she sends in the bills to me to pay that she's putting personal things, items on the bills that are not being used for the organization. And I'm feeling
Do you pay them? Are you the one who vets the bills?
I'm the one who pays the bills, yes.
I would just say to her something, say, look, I know you do a lot of work for the organization, but I can't really do this because at some point, if we got audited, we'd all go to prison. So I need for you to either, and I'm sure that's what she's doing.
I'm not supposed to be knowing this.
Well, but aren't you the one who signed off on the bills?
I pay the bills, but if she just gives me the total.
Well, then how do you know that she's using stuff for personal?
Well, how do I know? Because I see what she does in the events that we use. And
give me an example. Give me an example.
Pardon me?
Give me a specific example so I can understand.
She does a lot of woodwork and required tools that are used in paints that the kids never use that I see on the bill. And she does private lessons in the woodworking, and so I think she takes whatever materials we pay for and she uses them in her private lessons.
All right, but one of the ways of doing that is to sort of, if you're the one who pays the bills, to sort of say, look, you billed us for this amount of woodwork. We need, there's an audit coming up. I need to see the tools and the equipment used.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think you can do it without. I mean, look, if you're on the board, you are as liable as she is. I mean, everybody goes to prison for this kind of thing.
So. Right, I am paying her. I am paying the bills.
Well,
I see the dishonesty here.
But Sharon, I got that part. I'm trying to help you. I mean, obviously, one of the things you can do is go to her. There's several different approaches, from saying to her, look, I need from now on, I need bills submitted. The federal guidelines have gotten much tighter, which they have.
Mm-hmm.
I have a nonprofit as well, and I'm very well aware of them. You cannot commingle funds. You go to prison for it, literally. So you can say to her, I need to go back over last year's receipts,
mm-hmm.
and I need documentation, and I need clarification and itemization. That's number one.
Right.
And if there's, and if we need, I need to have it by, the end of the month.
Right.
The second possibility, and I think that sort of saves a little bit of face and covers you. But if she lies in that, then at least you're covered. You're not going to go to jail about it.
Right.
And presumably she could use something in both. It's not quite kosher, but at least you're covered and the organization's covered. The second possibility, I suppose, is go to her and say, look, I'm your friend, but I have a fiduciary responsibility here. You cannot use stuff that you've used, that the organization has paid for privately.
Okay, I like that one.
Yeah, and people, I mean, I actually have a very good friend who's in a similar situation, and she's not a crook. She's just dumb. She's naive. And I said, you go to prison for that. Because I said something, I had sent her organization a check, and I said, gee, what'd you do with the money? And she said, well, we're taking a vacation. I said, you can't do that. You go to prison.
Right.
She said, well, I donate a lot of time to the organization.
That's exactly it.
I said, you can't do that.
Right. I think this woman feels a sense of entitlement.
No, I said that. I said that at the beginning. I'm sure she feels that she gives. But you can't do, you simply cannot do that. The federal government will not allow that.
Okay.
So, I think you can do anything from confronting her about it to just asking for clarification, which may at least alert her that she can't do this.
I like that word.
Yeah, some people are just stupid. I mean, or not, let's say, naive.
I've lost a couple of nights sleep over this.
I hear. But so I would go talk with her about it, and you can either ask for itemization and clarification, or you can point out that she simply cannot do that, that it's against the law.
Okay, well, I appreciate all your information.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Patricia, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Hi, Dr. Joy. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
My dilemma is I have a 25-year-old daughter, and I believe one of her friends is an alcoholic. Bear in mind, they're not minors. whatever, and I was wondering how much involved I should get. I have spoken to my daughter and said I think her and her friend should do a little intervention or something. To give you a little background, they go out, this girl actually blacks out, forgets her purse, they take her home. I said to my daughter, do you realize how dangerous this is if no friends are with her? She could be picked up by anyone, and God knows what.
Well, there was actually a case last year where exactly that is what happened.
That happened. It was a town close by where I'm living. The girl was.
So what was your daughter's response?
She says, well, I agree with you, she said, but, you know, I'm not living with her. The other girls have moved out of the house, and they live in an area where there's a lot of bars and socializing.
So your daughter's saying it's not my problem.
Well, she says, maybe I'll speak to her roommate. You know, they're reluctant. Now, I've known this girl since she was a little child.
Well, if you know the kid, that's what I was going to ask. You can go to her directly. You can say, listen.
But then it becomes complicated. Oh, your mother, you know, you tell your mother everything. And
I mean, you can certainly ask your daughter for permission. But what you can say, I mean, you can say to this kid, listen, I mean, you can take her out for dinner, and my guess is she'll drink too much. And you can then say, I mean, then you have firsthand knowledge. You don't have to refer it to your daughter and say, listen, I've known you since you were a kid, and I know you're not mine, but if you were mine, I'd say, I love you, you've got a drinking problem, let's go to AA together.
Then she might say, well, how do you know?
Well, but Patricia, you weren't listening. What I said is take her out for lunch or dinner, my guess is she'll drink too much, and then you've got firsthand information.
I do know her parents. Do you think that would...
No, Patricia... Okay. You know, it's really interesting that you get upset with your daughter for not being willing to confront her directly. And when I suggest that you can deal with her directly, you don't want to do that. You want to deal with the daughter. Nobody wants to deal with anybody directly because it puts you in a vulnerable position. They can get mad at you. But if you're feeling that this is a moral responsibility, then do it. But don't foist it off on your daughter or the kid's parents. Do it.
I'm
not going to walk you through this again. You can get first-hand knowledge by being around this kid. I mean, if she has a drinking problem and you go out for dinner with her or go, you know, to a bar with her, she'll drink too much. And then you've got first-hand knowledge. So don't, you know, it's hard to do this. I'm not denying that. But your solutions are all someone else do the heavy lifting. You can do the heavy lifting. You just have to be around her. Adam, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Hi, Dr. Joy. I have a great fiance. She's the most wonderful person, really, that I've ever met. We're getting married in the summer. We're kind of a well-known couple in the area, and the whole in-law thing is great. We're planning a big wedding.
Where's the problem?
I guess I have cold feet. I'm scared.
Okay.
And I guess my question to you is, how do I discuss this with her without terrifying her, you know?
Fair enough. How old are you, Adam?
I'm 34. She's 25.
Have you been married before?
Neither of us, no, ma'am.
How long have you known her?
4 years.
Okay. What is it that scares you the most when you think about this?
What scares me the most?
Yeah.
I guess it's a combination of things. I know we'll make it quick, but she don't really work, and I kind of work for myself and can't really get her to help me. I pay for school, and she didn't attend this past week, and I didn't like that very much. I do all the cooking, the cleaning, the car repair, the dishes and all. And
okay,
when
you plan? I got it. When do you plan to get married?
This summer, July.
Okay, what I would do at this moment is sit her down. I would not say the word cold feet because then you will have the word ex-fiance. However, I would say, you know, darling, as this has been really fun. We met each other. We started dating when you were a baby. I was 30. You were 21, which is a huge difference.
Right.
And I sort of feel like I was the daddy figure in your life. But it occurs to me as we go forward together, you don't want to be the little girl. I don't want to be the daddy. And so let's talk about these areas that I think are really important and see where you are on them. Because at this moment, calling off a marriage would be really kind of unpleasant, but it's a lot easier than a divorce. So I would sit down with her and say, I don't want to be your daddy. I don't want to say, well, you know, how come you didn't go to school today? I want us to be partners.
Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Did you know by age 50, half of all men have an enlarged prostate? This means more urges to urinate, longer bathroom trips, waking at night to urinate, or issues with sex. If this sounds familiar, call us now, because we're shipping free bottles of Super Beta Prostate to listeners of this station. Super Beta Prostate is a non-prescription formula guaranteed to reduce the symptoms of your enlarged prostate. It's yours free. Pay only shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-741-9028. In clinical trials, the ingredient in Super Beta Prostate was shown to reduce urges to urinate, improve bladder emptying, reduce waking at night to urinate, and improve quality of life. This Super Beta Prostate free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Don't wait. Just call 1-800-741-9028. That's 1-800-741-9028. Call 1-800-741-9028.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well. Free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-99-3-7-5-6-9. All right, you know what we haven't done for a while? Because you actually haven't been here. And although Matty, I suppose we could teach him to do this, but we haven't done an email for a while.
Oh,
right?
Really? Okay.
Yeah, I think he's probably pretty teachable.
Oh, yeah,
all
definitely.
Right. I think they're backing up on me. That's part of what, you know, so let's get some, let's do some emails.
Right.
All right, so we have one listener from Ohio who writes in, and I'm not sure if this fits in with your specialty or not, but I'll let you decide that. She says, "Hi, Dr. Joy Brown. My son is 20 months old, and he still wakes up like two or three times a night. Yep. I'm just wondering, how do I get him to sleep through the night?"
Okay, first of all, make sure he's got really, really absorbent Pampers. And they make ones that for the groom now. So that helps. If he's not wet, that helps. You haven't really given me a whole lot of information here, but I actually am referred to in certain segments of the city as St. Joy the Divine, because I can teach you how to get your kid when they're about, you know, a month or two old to sleep through the night. So I don't know what you're doing. Hopefully the child isn't in bed with you, because that would be disastrous. So we're going to assume that that's not the case. I don't know what time you put the kid to bed at night. At 20 months, the kid should certainly be able to put on 8 hours a night. I don't know if they're sharing a room with another sib. And what happens when they wake up in the middle of the night? It's not only what wakes them up, because it's certainly not unusual for human creatures to be awake in the middle of the night, because we are basically visual creatures, and at night it's dark, and so we can wake, almost anything can wake us up. And the problem is, once we're awake, that we can be a little, you know, a little frightened, because we are visual creatures. So here's the deal. If when the child wakes up, you either take him in bed with you, hopefully not, or you go get in bed with him, almost as disastrous, or you feed him, you're really reinforcing that behavior. And if there's another sib in the room with him that either wakes up or he wakes up, that's going to complicate things. So the first thing I would do is get the parent who is the least favorite, the lesser of the two of you, to go to deal with the child in the middle of the night, which may mean you get to roust out the old hubby. The most that should be given to a kid in the middle of the night is a sip of water. Don't give them juice, because it will rot their teeth. Don't give them milk, essentially for the same reason, that a 20-month-old should certainly be able to make it through the night. You may want to give him, I don't know, a 20-month-old may probably not still on the bottle, and certainly not on the breast, or hopefully not on the breast still. To give him, you know, you can certainly feed him before you put him down at night. And it may be, if you're putting him down at 7 because you're tired, that may not make as much sense. Let me give you my plan for dealing with a much younger child, because I don't know exactly what the source of this problem is. That's the problem about emails. Let's just say that you're feeding the child every, you know, about every 3 to 4 hours, all right? More or less on demand. You don't want to ever feed a kid more often than every 2.5 hours for two reasons. First of all, if it's on the breast, the milk, you won't get enough milk. And second of all, the kid doesn't fill up their stomach enough. So that's not, you know, that isn't the way you want to do it. So if you, what you do is you take a child who is, let's say that you're feeding the child every, like, let's say 4 hours, just for sake of the discussion, and you can obviously alternate with the, whatever the specifics are. That, and let's say you would ordinarily feed the child at 6 and then at 10, all right? Instead of doing 6 and 10, what you may want to do is 6 and, well, actually, that you wait 2.5 hours. So let's move the 6 o'clock a little bit later, so because the family going to bed at 8:30 is probably not likely. The family going to bed at 10 is much more likely. So arrange the feedings through the day. So the next to the last feeding is at about 7:30 or 8 o'clock, okay? You don't want to have the next feeding any closer than 2.5 hours, but any farther away than about 3. So it's that last feeding of the day is a very narrow window, because what you want the child to be is hungry enough to eat. And you have to keep the kid awake, because otherwise what a newborn will do right after they've fed is to go to sleep. So let's say we're nursing, just for purposes of this discussion, that you nurse the baby at, say, 7:30. Then daddy keeps the baby awake, because it won't work for you to do it, but because you're the source of nutrition, especially if you're nursing. If you're not nursing, it's not as important, but usually, especially for newborns, mommy is the primary figure. So let daddy keep the baby awake. Now, baby's going to get cranky, because baby wants to do, got a full belly. Okay, I'm going to go to sleep. You can't. You got to keep the baby awake, because the baby has to be awake enough to, and hungry enough, and probably disturbed enough. Disturbed is probably the wrong word, but just awake enough as an organism to be able to feed well at the next feeding, which is not going to be any closer than 2.5 hours or any more than 3 hours. So let's say 7:30, so we're now talking 10 o'clock. Baby has been awake for 2.5 hours. Baby is a bit cranky but hungry. Feed the baby. Everybody goes to bed. Everybody. Don't vacuum. Don't watch the news. Don't decide you're going to straighten. Everybody goes to bed. Baby should put on at least 6 to 8 hours at that moment because you've had you piggyback two feedings very close together. Now, at 20 months, I don't know what's gone wrong here. I don't know whether or not the feedings weren't far enough apart to begin with, whether the child never really did learn to sleep through the night. But at some point, that kid at 20 months is probably walking. I am not at all in favor of locking kids in, but I'm in favor of locking parents in. And so what you need to do is make sure the baby has got an appropriately absorbent diaper so they're not cold. You can make sure they can have a nightlight. They can, if somebody has to get up, don't sing them a lullaby. Just give them some water and go back to bed because you don't want to reinforce that middle of the night stuff. Because it is a kind of cozy time, and cozy means nobody's getting any sleep. Don't put the kid in bed with you. Don't be tempted to do that and thinking, well, you know, that way we can all go back to sleep. Kid will never learn to sleep through the night, and will never have any more siblings, and it's disastrous to the marriage. So try and have feed the kid a little later. Make sure the kid has got enough food that get them through the night, which may mean that they get an extra bottle, if that's what you're doing, not to go to sleep with, rot their teeth, but just before they go to bed. Then you can have kind of some soothing stuff and give the kid lots of love and attention as they're going to sleep, none in the middle of the night and a lot when they wake up in the morning. But I don't know the cause of what's really going on here. It may be a younger sib that's waking the kid up. It may be that that the kid is just, you've somehow moved them out of diapers, which is, don't do that, at least in the middle of the night, because an absorbent diaper will let the kid sleep. I'm trying to think what else we can do here. Because I don't know what else is going on. Don't bring the kid in bed with you. And make sure, so as long as they're well-fed, they're warm enough, and that kid, if that kid can walk, may very well want to come into your bedroom at night. Not a good idea. Don't let them do it, all right? 855-99-DR-JOY, 855-99-3-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Mom, I can't do my math homework. I just don't get it. I hate math.
I've always tried to be a good mother, but when it came to Jamie's math, I was at a loss. Then a friend told me about Math Made Easy DVDs. Concepts are simplified in an easy way to follow and review, and students can learn at their own pace in the convenience of home. Listen, in the frustration, call Math Made Easy. Call now, 1-800-USA-MATH. That's 1-800-872-6284. Or visit us at mathmadeeasy.com.
Hi, I'm Sam Nussbaum, WellPoint's Chief Medical Officer. We proudly support the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together to provide children with a healthier start in life. Visit marchofdimes.org.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just the ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale priced at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guy's fall chili special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the fall chili special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
You're on the air, Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
I believe my girlfriend doesn't trust me. There's no reason for her not trusting me, and it's a small thing is I just asked because, you know, I'm 21 years old, and my whole, you know, friends and everyone I do, they create a Facebook page. It's not a dating website. It's more like a community, like MySpace.
Right.
My girlfriend has one. Well, I said it because I got a lot of pictures. One of my big hobbies is picture taking, and I want to post stuff so people can look at it. And I'm like, I want to make an account. She's like, no. And I said, excuse me? She's like, no, right. And she's like, well, yeah, you can make it if I have your password.
So what did you say? What did you say to her?
I'm like speechless. I'm like, excuse me, you want my password?
How long? Let me ask a couple questions. How long have the two of you been together?
2 years.
All right. Do you live together?
No.
Okay. And you see each other exclusively?
Yeah.
Do you have sex with each other?
No. Well, yes.
can we? I'm not your mom. I promise not to tell. Are we having sex with each other?
Yeah.
Okay. Are we using a condom?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you trust her?
Of course.
Okay. Let me just ask you, and I want you to get mad at me. I'm just asking the question. Why would you not give her your password? I mean, other than the fact that it's sort of irritating to be asked, but why would you, if we can get past that particular hurdle?
I really have no problem giving her a password. There are certain things because, like, you know, guys say things around guys that you won't say in front of your girlfriend, obviously. Basically for that type of thing, you know, when you hang out with your boys, you're saying things, and you know, we're saying things that my girlfriend, you know, would never dream of me ever saying, obviously. And, you know,
yeah,
you
know, so it's an issue of privacy as much as anything else.
Yeah,
what if you said,
you know,
what if you said that to her, Ron? What if you said, look, I'm willing to give you the pass. How about if you said it like this? What if you said, there are a couple things, love of my life. Number one, it kind of fries me a bit that you don't trust me. Number two, I'm willing to give you my password on the condition that you understand that guys talk with each other very differently than they would around a girlfriend, just like you guys talk differently around each other than you would about me. And so I'm willing to give you my password if you don't give me any grief about the fact that guys are kind of crude around each other and any more than if you'll give me your password to your email so I can see what you say to your women friends.
Right, and you know, that is a very tactical answer. I'm afraid that she'll say, of course, yes, and then I'm going to get grief for it every single time someone
says
something.
Then what we do, Ron, I hear what you're saying. We write out a contract that you say, all right, I'm willing to do this, but my fear is that you're going to give me grief about it. I'm a absolutely true blue guy. I would not cheat on you. If I didn't want to be with you anymore, I'd leave you. I wouldn't cheat on you. So I'm willing to do this on the condition that we both write up a contract and we sign it. And if you even once give me a hard time about something a guy has said, that you will agree in the contract that you'll give me $25 on the spot every time you do it. Exactly. All right? Because what you've got here is kind of a fine line, and I agree with you. I think she's being a little inappropriate. But if you say no, she's going to then assume. I mean, she's got you in a catch-22, so I'm trying to extricate you from that without blowing the relationship.
Right, exactly.
Because if you say no, then she thinks, see, I can't trust him. And that doesn't get you any place. I mean, presumably you want to be in this relationship. So what you're doing is you're taking a really no-win situation and making it not only that both of you win, but that it's a learning exercise and a communication vehicle for both of you. So that's what I do. I would say, you know, I was thinking about this, and my first thought was, it really hurt my feelings if you don't trust me, and a privacy issue. And my real issue is that, you know, just as you talk differently, if you probably wouldn't want me to hear everything you say to your girlfriends, that with my peeps, you know, that, you know, we talk differently. So you write, I'm willing to do this if you will sign something that says, number one, you will not give me any grief about it, and should you give me any grief, it's $25 per infraction, and that I also get access to your password for your email.
Well, I guess two things. One is, do you think it's necessary that I do get access to your email? Or is it
no, I don't think you care. I don't think you give a tinker's damn, but it makes some parity in the relationship.
Okay.
Because otherwise you're going to feel like you're whipped.
Exactly.
No, I got it. That's why I said that.
Okay,
what's
thank
number
you.
Two?
The second thing is that as good as it sounds, as even, you know, even if it goes well and she doesn't say anything, it's still knowledge that I prefer that she wouldn't handle.
I know. But see how, look, Ron, what we're trying to do, you're both relatively young, and you're really setting up the parameters for how we negotiate trust and our own idiosyncrasies in a relationship. And that's really, I mean, do you want her, do you care about her password? Not at all. But again, we're looking for some parity. Should you be asking for this? No. But unless you're willing to walk away from this relationship, you don't want to have a no-win situation, and that's what you've got right now. So I'm just trying to say, given the fact that this is not a very good situation, how do you make the best of it where both of you learn something, both of you walk away feeling better than you did or at the beginning, and both of you maybe learn to trust each other a bit more? Okay?
Okay. Thank you so much, Doctor. I'm going to give that a go.
Yeah, give it a try. And because what you're doing is you're being very reasonable. And as you hear me say all the time, sometimes it's more important to appear to be reasonable. Nancy, you're on the air, and Dr. Joy Brown, hi.
Hi, Dr. Joy. I have a problem. I actually called you a number of years ago on this and have not resolved the issue. We have a friend, single parent with boy-girl twins who are now 10 years old.
Okay.
Their beds, they have twin beds, and they're pushed right next to each other. You said, absolutely not. Years ago, we tried to push her to do that. We suggested how she could alter the room to make it fine. It still hasn't happened. How can I approach...
How old are the kids now?
10.
Yeah.
And we're very concerned about that.
Now, what relationship are you to them?
My husband is one of her oldest friends. I am friends with
is she
mother.
A single parent?
Yes.
Yeah.
And I don't mind if I alienate her. I just feel that I have to say something about this because
well, what have you said in the past?
Very affectionate with each other. We said that that they were that it was probably inappropriate for them to be sleeping so closely together.
And that's what you said 4 years ago.
Yeah.
Okay. Have you said anything in the meantime?
No.
Well, you know what I might do? I might get a book about, you know, tweens, and the idea of, you know, emerging sexuality, and there are a number of books around, the Care and Feeding of Your Adolescent, yada, yada, that point out that kids are hitting puberty, first of all, earlier and earlier, and that they are overly sexualized in our society because of everything from TV and movies and advertisement to Britney Spears and, you know, whatever, MTV, and that, you know, at one point, is she going to separate them? That presumably she doesn't want them together, you know, sleeping in the same room and essentially almost the same bed
right.
when they're 15.
Mm-hmm.
So if she's not going to do it when they're 15, when does she plan to, you know, to make the change? And wouldn't it be easier on them if the change was made pretty radically, you know, mm-hmm. and pretty soon?
Well, they're starting middle school, so maybe this is a time for
well, as I said,
change.
What I would do is get the information that is clear about emerging sexuality.
Right.
Which has been true certainly for those kids for a while, and then I would just sort of do what I call playing it forward. Of well, are you going to allow them to sleep together when they're 15?
Mm-hmm.
Well, no. Are you going to let them to sleep together when they're 13? Well, I don't know. Well, if you're going to change them sooner or later, why not change it now when it doesn't seem quite so abrupt to them, and they both have a chance to get used to sleeping in separate rooms? Mm-hmm. Does she have a separate bedroom
she
for them?
She doesn't, but we were thinking of just doing something to separate that room so each of them could have a half of the room.
Well, and maybe one of the things you could offer to do is listen. Here's the book. Here's this thing. You know. Play it forward, 15, 13. You know, if you want, we have some extra lumber or some extra time, and maybe we can help you put up the partition.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we tried that before, and it was never
well, but
so,
okay. The difference between 6-year-olds and 10-year-olds is a lot,
okay.
And I would point out that the difference will continue to progress in that direction. And,
mm-hmm.
and you know, I would say, are you going to let them sleep together when they're 15? Well,
mm-hmm.
and
right.
she's presumably going to say no, and said, well, what about 13?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't know. Well, you know, if you're going to move them sooner or later, wouldn't it be easier on them to move them now?
Right.
Okay?
Okay, great.
Give it a try. Lisa, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Hi, Doctor. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I have just a, it's kind of simple probably, but I just need some tools as to what to say to my daughter, who's going to be 14 in May, regarding the fact that she does not have she doesn't have breasts yet.
Why do you say anything?
She's well, because she's extremely, extremely self-conscious. I mean, she cries about it. She's been,
can you say Kate Moss?
Pardon?
Can you say Kate Moss?
Well, I can say a lot, and that's the thing, no matter what I seem to say.
Well, but do you know who Kate Moss is?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, so, I mean, the style these days is certainly much more for flat-chested
absolutely.
Than it was, you know, in the 50s. Are you bosomy?
No, I actually did have breast augmentation years and years ago.
Ah, well, then that sort of puts a different flavor on it, doesn't it?
Yeah, I think about that and wonder, you know, if that may have played a part in how she feels.
Like, duh.
Well, not really duh. She was very young.
You think she doesn't know?
No, she didn't. I told her.
Well, but the point is, she knows now.
Yeah.
Lisa,
yeah.
I mean, I think you can't... I mean, I think what you can say to her, among other things, has she gotten her period yet?
Oh, yeah.
All right. I think what you can say to your daughter is, look, you got my strong teeth, you got my great hair, you got my unwrinkly skin, and you got my flat chest. And, you know, so you'll either get bosoms, which looks unlikely. Genetically, you're probably not going to, and your father's mother is relatively flat-chested or was whatever. So genetically, you ain't going to be particularly well endowed, though. However, the good news is... There is, you know, you can certainly do at, you know, 18 or for your graduation, if you're so inclined, that you can have breast augmentation, too, since it seems to be the family issue. But, I mean, I think what you can say to her is, for right now, you can get a padded bra. I certainly wouldn't do breast augmentation for a 14-year-old, but she can, you know, she can get a padded bra, or she can do what generations of flat-chested girls have done, which is stuff their bras with Kleenex. You can go hit Victoria's Secret and find her bra that she likes. But, Lisa, I think you can't divorce out the fact that you're saying to her on one hand, well, you know, love your body, and you've got breast implants. So I think what you can say is, look, genetically, it ain't going to happen. For the time being, we'll go and buy you a padded bra. No one will know, and you can take everything from your waist to your chin and shove it up toward your chin, and you'll look like you have bosoms because everybody does. And in the meantime, you know, when you're 18 or 20 or whatever, we can start saving, and we'll buy you breasts.
Dr. Joy Brown Show. The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This holiday season, give the gift that keeps on giving, an in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. With your very own freeze dryer, you'll be able to freeze dry the food your family loves. Because we live in uncertain, difficult times, what better way to show your love for your family than to buy them a gift that helps them preserve food they can use now or in 25 years? Go to HarvestRight.com and find out how you can get your in-home freeze dryer. Layaway is available. That's HarvestRight.com.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com, 541-229-0010.
For Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, Shane, did you forget we were going to do DVD
oh,
here?
Oh, darn it. Yeah, I'm not on the ball here. I forgot what we were doing. Sorry about that.
That's right. Man. Here, we'll just go. No. That's the new DVD.
Okay, yeah.
No.
Coming soon.
There we go. That's all right. Well, so, all right. Some DVDs that come out this week, in spite of Shane. The Hero of Color City, which is kind of old-fashioned animation, especially compared to things like Hero 6, Big Hero 6,
right,
or How to Train Your Dragon 2, both of which I loved. As I said, I think the best movies this last year have been either animation or documentaries, which isn't to say, I'm not going to tell you what my favorite movie is yet, although I think we'll put up, I don't know, when should we put it up? Maybe the next couple weeks of what you think that your favorite movie is of the year.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
The thing is that a lot of the really good movies that are out, maybe
are
we'll do it.
Kind of coming out now. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, I had thought
they're out on Christmas
actually.
Day.
Oh, sure.
There are like
sure,
a couple
yeah.
that are out on Christmas Day. So what I may do, here's what I think we're going to do. I just made this up. I think what we'll do is we'll put it up for as a year-end kind of thing. So we'll do it, and we'll do it in January. All right, because it's,
sure.
it's not fair to ask you what your favorite movies are going to be, because
before the, yeah, before
two
the
of my favorites, probably my number one and number two, are not out yet. And I'm not going to tell you what they are yet, because I want it to be a great, huge surprise. I'm, oh, my God, she loved that one. Okay, but we'll do it up. And you guys can start putting it up anytime you want. Well, let's wait a little bit longer, because there are, I think, 26 movies that open like this week, and there are, like, I think 10 or 12 that open on Christmas Day and
right.
a couple that open
right.
on the 31st, and so yada, yada. All right. Anyway, back to DVDs. Hero of Color City is an old-fashioned kind of animation about a box of crayons. And, you know, there's something quite lovely about it, because I thought, oh, I don't want to see another animation, and this one's not even very good animation. But there's something very retro about it. I mean, remember Crayolas? And crayons. I mean, it's something that's part of all of our kind of
yep.
history, our shared history.
Yep.
So, I mean, I think you'll get a kick out of it, and your kids are going to love it. You know, it's a very different kind of animation. It's not nearly as sophisticated, but I think especially young kids are just going to think it's wonderful. The 100-Foot Journey, I think, was somewhat of a disappointment, but got some. It's Helen Mirren with an accent that's very weird. Who is a very hoity-toity restaurateur, whose restaurant is threatened by a family from India moving in across the street and doing their thing. I think everybody wanted to love this movie, because who among us does not love Helen Mirren, and a cute cast and a lot of food. I thought the kid who played the chef was adorable. The rest of it was really a disappointment, because I think everybody was really looking forward to it. Something that I didn't think was a disappointment, although a lot of people weren't crazy about it, is Dawn of the Planet of the Apes. Came out in July and is now on DVD. And if you didn't see it, I mean, this is one of those movies, kind of like Apocalypse Now, that should probably be seen on a big screen. But you'll be okay with it on your home player. I really liked it. I thought some of the scenes were thrilling, and it's an interesting notion and who we came from and...
You know, I haven't seen any of these Planet of the Apes movies. I've seen the original, you know, from back in the old days, but I haven't seen any of these more recent releases of these movies. I hear they're actually very entertaining and very good, though.
The last one, which was the first reboot, is actually better than this one. But this one,
okay.
I mean, I like this one a lot. It's the first Planet of the Apes was great. The second, I think, the second and third ones of the original were not very good. The first reboot with James Franco, I think, was pretty good. And this one, he's got a cameo. I kind of liked it. I mean, I didn't think it was fantastic, but I liked it. And there's some thrilling things in it. And seeing an ape ride a horse, I mean, that's kind of fun. What can I tell you? I was going to say I'm easily amused, but we know that that's not really the case.
Yeah, right.
All right, so big movie of the week. Certainly the big one in terms of sales is going to be Dawn of the Planet of the Apes. But if you've got... young kids at home, the Hero of Color City will amuse you, and it's not a painful one for you to watch. You'll get a kind of a retro kick out of it, so you'll be okay with that one. All right, go ahead. You had a question.
I was going to say, I remember, I think we did the screening for this one, and I remember you saying at that time that the kids would really like that movie.
Yeah, it's very kind of the movies of our childhood
yeah.
rather than today's.
Okay, huh.
So there we go. If you've got like a 5-year-old, I mean, How to Train Your Dragon, it's wonderful too. But and the flying sequences are truly exhilarating.
Mm-hmm.
But it's kind of scary for young
yeah.
kids, and a lot
yeah,
of
sure.
cartoons are very scary for young kids.
Yeah.
This one you can. I don't think 5-year-olds should ever be in a movie theater. you know, under any circumstances, because they can't sit still that long, and they're a problem to everybody else. But having said that, this one, you know, it, on your home TV will be just fine, and your kids will be enthralled with it. So there you go. All right, 855-99-3759. Today's kind of quiet around here. I'm not sure exactly why.
We need you guys to call in.
Yeah, it's kind of rainy, icky day around here. All right, let's do another email. Oh, no, you know what? Let's finish out family traditions, because we've got what?
Oh, yeah,
like one
just
of those.
Like a
it
couple.
Okay.
Let's see if I can... The way Facebook is set up now, it makes it kind of a pain to get back to stuff. No, that's okay. That's okay. We'll just la-di-da-di-da-da, kill some
I'll
time.
Just sing. Yeah. I'll do the theme from DVDs.
Yeah.
Fungo.
Keep that going for a while.
There we go. All right.
So, let's see. All right. So... Gotta click all stories. Yeah, for some reason the way Facebook does this now is they archive the stories that are past a certain date. So you have to scroll down underneath the stories you currently have,
right,
and then click something to get.
All right, would you rather do something else here?
No. I think we can pull it up here.
It's taking 8 minutes.
Yeah, 8 minutes.
Talk about how we can't find it.
Yeah, exactly. I thought I was just right there by it, but well, where did it go?
Right. Let's. Do you have any family traditions you'd like to share with us in the next minute and a half? Because we're just about out of time.
Exactly. Well, you know, I came from my mom's family was a real big family, and I just remember getting together and we'd go to my grandma and my grandpa's farm, and you know, we'd do the hay rides.
Well, that's pretty much
holidays.
Fun.
And yeah, you know, going out and playing. Touch football and, you know, just good, like, big family type stuff like
well,
that.
You know, one of the things we used to do, which I'm trying to remember exactly where we would have done it, but we used to play croquet. And I remember
really?
That, and then it sort of got revived for two things. I went to visit some people who had a place in Newport, and so they had a huge lawn, and we played croquet there. And then I went to a spa. Greenbrier, and they play a lot of croquet there. But the most fun thing is putting your foot on your ball and then smacking somebody else's ball and goes flying.
Yeah.
That's what I remember about croquet.
Yeah,
see if you can find family traditions in the meantime. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Your personal rights and freedoms are under fire. Rising prices, drought conditions, domestic threats, and excessive government regulations only increase the threat. Having a supply of food is the difference between freedom and captivity. Depression time breadlines extended for blocks, and those at the end of the line not only experienced fear and humiliation, but often did not receive any food. Having a supply of GoFoods will keep you out of the breadlines and allow you freedom from government dependency for one of your greatest needs. Whether today or in 25 years, GoFoods will be there for you when you need it most. Buy it today, save it for later, feed your freedom. Special values now available. Call us at 800-648-9753 or on the web at www.storefoodnow.com. That's 800-648-9753 or www.storefoodnow.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.